USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The number of fatalities remains unclear, but the largest earthquake to hit the island of Taiwan is being reported this week. The U.S. Geological Survey says it hit Wednesday morning, local time in Taiwan, the quake bringing down more than 24 buildings, and it's expected to trigger aftershocks as strong as magnitude 7 in the coming days. Voters have been weighing in for several more state primary elections this week. On Tuesday, voters cast ballots for president and other races and ballot items in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. President Biden was expected to see another uncommitted protest vote from critics of his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Donald Trump harshly criticizing President Biden's management of the U.S.-Mexico border. USA's John Schaefer with more.
Speaking at a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan Tuesday, Trump said that Biden is permitting a bloodbath to unfold at the southern border.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
Trump pledged to take a tough stance on illegal immigration should he win the presidency in November.
President Biden says he had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. A higher-than-average snowpack for March in California means more relief from drought in the Golden State, although it's been from one extreme to the other. After announcing snowpack measurements Tuesday, California Natural Resources Agency Secretary Wade Crowfoot.
Across 400 miles of the Sierra Nevada range, in coming weeks, this snow will melt in countless streams and tributaries into rivers, and that snowpack will turn into water to provide drinking water for upwards of 40 million Californians.
This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The White House expressing some stated outrage over that Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of half a dozen World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident, demanding appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance to Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers inside Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 of them have lost their lives in the Israel-Hamas war. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market, according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. Additionally, the figures for quits and hires in February remained relatively stable, both in terms of number and rate. Sean Diddy Combs purportedly will not receive an invitation to this year's Met Gala following federal investigators' earlier raids on his homes. According to Radar Online, the embattled music mogul's been excluded from the guest list for the May event in New York. A source alleges that the industry is keeping its distance from Diddy as he contends with accusations of sex trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.